there by the high school. Also at 6 a.m. starts the registration for the bike race. We have a 20-mile route and a 40-mile route, and that will be taking place out at Opie Jones Lake. Following the bike race, registration check-in starts at 6. Start time is 7 a.m. for that. And then we'll roll right into the 5K water gun fun run. There's a 5K option, and then for those under the age of 12, there's a 1-mile option.
Okay.
With some water spraying set up to cool people off and just add a little twist to it this year. Then we'll head back down to the park starting at 8:30, and that's for the kids' fishing derby there at the pond. And that's for ages 2 to 12. They'll get a T-shirt. If you don't have any poles or bait, don't worry. Come on down. And the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are providing poles and bait for all the kids to enjoy some fishing.
Nice.
Yeah, then we'll kick off some kids' games down in the park as well. Again, all ages are welcome to participate in those. We'll have an inflatable water slide down there for the young kiddos. This year, we're also bringing back the car show. So the car show will start in front of the high school, starting at 10 a.m., and it'll go until 2:30 p.m. All cars are welcome. And the first 15 cars to register or show up that day will receive dash plaques.
Okay.
So we're excited about that. While the car show is going on, there'll be a sidewalk chalk decorating contest down in the park as well at 10 a.m., along with a cakewalk. So all ages are welcome to participate in either one of those, including adults. We'll be giving out prizes for both adults and kids based off age grouping. So those are some fun things to participate in. Then at 2:30, which is the end of the car show, we'll have a parade, and it'll start in front of the high school and go down Main Street, and that will take off at 3.
Okay.
Then everything kind of moves downtown for the rest of the day. So down there in front of the bank and by the fire station, the fire trucks will be out spraying kids with water at 3:30. And this year, we're doing something new as well again. We're having the arm wrestling competition.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Come on down if you're feeling strong. There are different age groups and divisions for that. And we have 3 different divisions. There's a men's lightweight, there's a men's heavyweight, and there's a women's. So come on down and test out your strength. And then at 5 o'clock, it kicks off the firefighters' barbecue, which is a pretty popular event. Everybody likes to come down and eat some pulled pork and enjoy a good time.
Yeah, they do a great job with that.
Yeah, and they also have a raffle going on as well. In conjunction with their raffle, we will have a raffle as well with about 15 to 20 different items. We still have a few rolling in. One of the items, though, is a half a beef, including processing. So that's always a good deal to get in on.
That's a heck of a deal right there, yeah.
Yeah. And there's some kids' prize drawings as well that's going to go on down there.
So when will you draw for the raffle prizes?
Yeah, so the kids' prize drawing will start at 5:45 downtown, so right after dinner. And that takes place right before we do some more kids' games downtown.
Yeah.
And then the adult raffle drawing is at 10 p.m. You do not have to be present to win, as long as you can print your name legible and provide us a phone number.
That's important.
It does help.
Yes. We can get in touch with you, but that we'll have the raffle for the adult prizes set up all day, so we'll have all that down in the park as well, and then we move it all downtown with us, and so you can continue to enter the raffle drawings.
Bed races again this year?
Yes, we do have bed races. Those will take place around 7:30 downtown. And so, yes, we got the beds out the other day and checked them, and they're all in working order and ready to race down the street. So
awesome. You got who's going to be performing, say, music here for the night?
Yeah, Chuck Torres is going to be our DJ for the night, with the street dance starting around 8:30.
Okay.
So we are excited. He was with us last year and did a fantastic job, and everybody seemed to enjoy and have a great time. So we brought him back again this year and keep it all going. We also have some people joining us this year, just in general for the event. So as always, the Olby Lions Club will be there for lunch, and they do burgers, brats, and hot dogs. But then we're having Tracy's Shaved Ice. We'll have their truck there all day serving snow cones. And Homegrown Coffee from Lebo will be there with a coffee truck. And then we're also going to have JD's Sweet Treats throughout the day. And then we'll have a face painter there as well, along with the Emporia Arts Council doing a fun activity with the kiddos. And we'll have Lions Gymnastics there set up with some mats and let the kids have some fun on those as well.
That is a ton of stuff there,
that's
Monica, going on.
That's a huge schedule.
Good. Yes.
It really is. So if people want to get registered for, like, the 5K or the gravel bike rides, how could they, do they need to do that prior to, or can they sign up morning of?
They can sign up morning of. They can show up just as long as the race, or before the race begins, and get signed up for that. If they want to register beforehand, they can go out to our Facebook page, which is Olby Down Home Days. It might look like there's two of them because we created a new one this year.
Okay.
And so our profile picture is green with an eagle on it this year. Or if they have questions, they are more than welcome to email us at olbydownhome@gmail.com. Or they can call the city office at 620-475-3780.
Sounds good. Monica, one other question, and it's really just kind of what it means for you and the other down-home organizers to have such a thick schedule here for the community and really the larger area to come in and enjoy this weekend.
Yeah, it's awesome. We our main goal is to provide a fun-filled day for family and friends to come out and enjoy, and we try to keep the cost as low as possible to those coming to participate, and that's all thanks to our many sponsors we have that allow us to provide this opportunity to the community. With that, though, we are trying to fundraise a little bit to bring a splash pad to Olby, so we do have some cost with things to help with those fundraising efforts. Which we're getting closer on. We are waiting to get a new and updated bid on how the cost of that project so we can just see kind of where we're at on things and how much farther we have to go. But we have had decent success, but again, we try to keep the cost as low as possible to those trying to come out and enjoy. So.
Yeah, I know you've been making progress on the splash pad, so we look forward to following your progress there, and just let us know how we can help you out, okay?
Of course, we appreciate it. And again, thank you to all of our sponsors, and thank you to you guys for allowing us to advertise our event and share what we're offering with others.
Well, you do a great job with it. It's a wonderful community event, and the whole area is that you're all invited to Olby Down Home activities all day on Saturday. Monica, great job. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Monica.
Yep, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, good to talk to you. Monica Meyer, previewing Olby Down Home, Chuck, coming up this Saturday.
All right, want to be part of our newsmaker spots. Right now, Friday's lists as open, but I should finalize that here this morning. So look for the 24th, 25th, or 26th. Those three dates are open right now. And if you want one of those, let us know at 620-342-1400 or by email at kvue@kvue.com. We'll be joined by Chase County 4-H Ambassadors tomorrow morning. Preview of the Chase County Fair starting up next week.
Next week it will be here, and our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local 732, 68 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
John North Ford, a great deal better.
Mark Sugar Shape.